Welcome to the Eric in the Morning Podcast on 101.9 The Mix Chicago. All right, take it away, Eric.
I am, without question, the worst gambler ever.
Okay.
Because in the postseason, I think there's been 8 postseason games, and I've lost 7 of them. I lost both yesterday.
That's no good.
Like, I took the Packers and the points, lost that.
Yeah.
And then I took the Packers and gave up points.
Right.
Then I took the Bills and the points, lost that one too.
Yeah.
I just saw a clip from Two for the Money with Matthew McConaughey. Mm-hmm. And the guy in it says, like, why don't we reverse all your picks because you're so bad?
It's funny. My brother does the same thing. He asked for my picks, and he did. He bet the exact opposite of me and won both.
He's cleaning up.
Won both. All right, it's Tampa Bay and Kansas City in the Super Bowl. Lori, your caller number 5. Who do you like in that game?
Tampa Bay.
Tampa Bay. You're going Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Any particular reason?
Oh, yes, because I love Tom Brady.
You do? What exactly do you love about him?
Oh, because he's so great and he's good looking.
He's so great and good looking.
What else do you need?
Actually, both those are pretty true. He is the greatest of all time. Many would argue now going to his 10th Super Bowl. He's won 6.
Yeah.
About to try to win 7, and he is, well, pretty good looking.
Did you see how respectful he was when he asked to hug his son at the end?
He asked the usher to let his son come on down.
Right.
That was nice.
So nice.
The current line whip is the Chiefs are 3.5-point favorites.
That's correct.
So who do you like?
I think the Chiefs are going to win by about 10 to 12 points.
Okay.
Truthfully.
All right. Violetta, what do you think?
I got to go with Tom Brady and the Buccaneers.
Okay, you're going Buccaneers. I cannot, under any circumstances, root for a Tom Brady team. It's in my DNA.
Yeah.
I just can't do it. I'm not arguing that he's the greatest of all time, but I can't do it. So I'm going to go Kansas City Chiefs on that one.
Yeah.
Interestingly enough, all 5 votes we took, 4 of them were for Tampa Bay.
Really? Surprising.
Everybody wants to see Tom Brady win.
And it's at home for them.
Which seems really unfair.
It does. That's just the guy is just, I mean, he's good.
Right.
Don't get me wrong, but he's also very charmed.
You want to talk about a horseshoe jammed up somewhere.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Good God.
I know.
Although, you know what? I wanted to ask something while Aswani's getting our top 3 in my fridge there as always. Chicago History just asked it on Instagram. You watched the games yesterday, right, Whip?
Oh, yeah.
I probably saw the commercial 40 times. I think the guy's name is Dave. Who is walking in his dad's house and the desk has followed him, the Intuit tax service desk.
Yeah.
And he walks into the house. It's the one where Dave's dad asks, hey, if he eats all my food, can I claim him as a dependent?
Right. And they say no, I think.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Did you notice he goes to the fridge in his dad's house and opens it and he pulls out a jar of peanut butter?
Hmm.
Who keeps their peanut butter in the fridge?
I do.
You do?
Yeah.
I don't.
I have never done that as an adult, but I feel like my mom did that when I was a kid.
I
don't like cold peanut butter.
It's harder to scoop out a little bit then.
Kind of gets spready quality to it.
I just feel like anytime you open a jar, it says like keep refrigerated.
But
I don't think that one does.
No,
I don't think so.
Don't you say though? Your family kept everything in the fridge: peanut butter, medicine,
NyQuil, whatever.
Right, old gloves, whatever you have. You don't know where to put them. You just put them in the fridge.
I thought of a more interesting one while we were waiting: batteries. Remember, I mentioned I have batteries in my fridge, so at least that's somewhat interesting.
312-233-1019. All great answers. Always in your fridge, Kathy. Hi, Kathy.
Hot peppers.
Mm.
Hot peppers always in the fridge. Linda, always in your fridge.
Capers.
Why do you always need those in your fridge?
Well, for lemon chicken and to put on a bagel with cream cheese and some smoked salmon.
Oh, wow. Mm. Yeah. I guess you do need that around. Yeah. Always in your fridge, Janet.
Little packages of McDonald's honey mustard.
Oh, I do love that honey mustard. That is good.
Yeah,
that's a good idea.
That is good. It always in your fridge, Rich. Hi, Rich.
Oh, yeah. Always in my fridge?
Yeah.
Insulin.
Okay,
well, that's necessary.
All right, let's make sure it stays that way, Rich.
Okay.
All right, top 3, in at number 3, always in your fridge, Paula.
Cherry Pepto-Bismol.
That's where you keep it.
We kind of kept something like that on Violetta's featured Friday cocktail a couple weeks ago.
The pink squirrel.
Yeah. In at number 2, always in your fridge, Laura.
Frank's Red Hot Sauce.
I know. I put that S on everything. Isn't that what he says?
Yeah, I think so.
And finally, in at number 1, tell him, Maddie, it's always in your fridge.
It doesn't last long, but the spinach artichoke dip from Costco.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's very so specific. Good.
And you know what? It's, I don't know how it couldn't last long. It's from Costco. It's got to be like a 6-gallon drum, doesn't it?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
We're not sponsored, but we'd like to be. So if anyone from Costco is listening.
I gotcha. Gotcha. Yeah, they don't mess around with their spinach dip. And then you could also get the cherry Pepto-Bismol in a 4-gallon vat. Bring that home, too.
Perfect.
I guess I probably shouldn't be. But shocked to find out that this question generated more response than you could ever imagine on Twitter, and people actually got into pretty aggressive debates about it.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And I believe that it relates, or everybody will have some type of opinion on it because it does affect your life in some way. Virtually every person listening right now, every single, well, except for one.
Okay.
There's one person that it doesn't affect, and I'll explain who in just a moment. The option was, Twitter user sparks fierce debate on showering. Do you face forward or not?
Yeah.
And Twitter lit up. No one could agree. Face forward or not. Taking to Twitter, Alice, who goes by the handle at @backpainandwine. Nice.
Oh.
Asked her followers, help me settle a debate. Is it normal to shower with your back to the shower, right? Not facing the water, and everybody lost their minds. See, and I would say to her, listen to Whip. I would say to Whip, doesn't it seem an obvious answer?
Yeah.
Okay, thanks.
It does seem obvious, but I'm...
What would it be?
I think... facing forward?
Exactly. Doesn't that seem to go without saying? Aren't you a little surprised that this became such a deal, that there would be that many people?
No!
No?
No! Girls face backwards. Because you have to put your hair back to wet it, and then the soap would get in your eye if you face forward.
What's the majority of your time spent? Facing forward or facing backwards?
Backward.
Really?
Yeah, plus all my soap is in front of me, so I like back
Which
up.
Is backwards. It's in the back of the shower.
Yeah, so then I back my back up into the water.
Which way do you face, Whip?
Forward most of the time.
And forward means towards the water?
Mm-hmm.
Her question sparked a heated conversation between thousands of users, with many people saying how they shower depends on whether they're washing their hair or just their body. There you go. So we spoke to 10 people off the air and asked them, I told you, the simple question. Do you face forward or do you back into the shower? It had to go to a tiebreaker.
Oh, wow.
What do you think the majority said?
Backward.
Whip.
I'm going to go forward.
Forward is exactly right. 6-5. See, I told you this would relate to everybody except this guy.
Because he doesn't shower.
Thank you, Violetta. Thank you, joke explainer. Oh, I get what he's doing over there. Ah, see, because he doesn't shower, because he smells. Because he's Post Malone.
Right.
And he stinks. Let's find out the top three things trending. Violetta has her eye on it. You ready?
Yes.
Okay, number three.
Travis Barker trending right now after romance rumors are circling around him and Kourtney Kardashian. Travis is best known as the drummer from Blink 182, and he's got a lot of tattoos.
Man, he makes Post Malone look like his skin is tattoo-free.
Really?
And clean.
I guess that is true, yeah.
Yeah.
That could work. That might last 90 days. Maybe.
I guess we'll see.
That might make it to spring. Maybe.
Sure.
Trending on Twitter, number two.
J-Lo is trending after recreating her Love Don't Cost a Thing music video, where she strips down on a beach to celebrate the song's 20-year anniversary. This time around, though, she takes a little bit less off than originally. She did this 20 years ago.
I got you. So that's unfortunate, yeah.
Yeah, she does a little tease, like, am I going to take my shirt off? Am I not?
This guy, I hope, doesn't take his shirt off, at least not yet. That comes up with anybody listening who. More on that in a second. And trending on Twitter, number one.
A 24-pound cat in Hawaii is trending right now. Well, pretty much just because it's really big. Maliko is double her goal weight and is looking to get adopted. And it might be the perfect time, because you can join a fitness journey and go on it together, you and the cat.
That's interesting, because anybody listening who is about trying to get to a goal weight.
Oh, perfect.
That's coming up. There we go. Anybody listening who gained weight before your wedding. There's just a story that Blake Shelton was talking with Luke Bryan. Just a couple of cowboys talking on a podcast about Barnes. Revealing he needs to lose 10 pounds before he gets married to Gwen Stefani. Let's go the other way. Gained weight. Now, I hadn't considered this angle. Hang on, Amanda. Hang on, Cheryl. Hang on, Michelle. All of them experiencing the same situation. when it comes to gaining weight. Gained weight before your wedding, Amanda?
Yes, I did. I was engaged in August for a wedding in June, and in December I found out I was pregnant.
That's what I was thinking.
Closer to my wedding, I had to actually exchange my dress for the size up.
I see. All right, well, that makes sense, right?
That's a nice surprise.
Hi, Cheryl.
Hi.
Gained weight before your wedding?
I did. Our wedding was the end of July, and 3 months prior to that, I found out I was pregnant.
Baby.
I see it, yes. Yes, and how many pounds did you put on versus what you thought you were going to be?
Probably 15.
Okay.
But my favorite part was when my last fitting before that, I said to the lady, I told her I was pregnant, and she goes, "Oh dear Lord."
because
she's just thinking, now think of the work I'm going to have here. Oh, look at this one. Hi, Michelle.
Hi.
Gained weight before the wedding.
Well, it was my sister's wedding, and I was the matron of honor. When I got fitted for the dress, I didn't know I was pregnant. And by the time her wedding rolled around, I had gained 45 pounds.
45 pounds. That's a different dress size.
They had to add 6-inch panels to each side of me.
You know it's a lot when they say, we're going to have to add a couple panels to this.
On each side. Wow.
Yeah, we're going to have to expand this thing out. Bring in the panels. Wow. Thank you for the call. 312-233-1019. You want to calm your kid down? They say it's the ultimate life hack. Your wound-up kid needs a popsicle in the shower. Mother posted, give him a popsicle in the shower to calm him down and reset their mood. Another mother tried. She's like, oh, my God, it works. Like, every single time it works.
Wow.
Just stock up on popsicles. Your parents never did anything like this to you, Whip?
No, I mean, I guess,
you never had to go pick up sticks? Never had to count pennies? Nothing?
No, I think more of the positive things like the popsicle, you know, maybe like, all right, have a snack and then I'll stop whining.
They didn't make you work for it at all?
Not really.
I'm the only one. Liz.
Yeah.
It's just you and me, Liz. I guess parents aren't mean to their kids, just ours.
That's funny.
I know. Thanks.
But true.
312-233-1019. What'd yours do?
So before dinner, my brother and I had to go in the back bedroom and draw pictures on the napkins, the white napkins, for everybody in the family for dinner time.
Ah, so everybody'd have a piece of artwork at their plate.
Yeah, so there was eight of us. We had no idea what she was really doing, and it kept us busy.
Right. Occupy your time. That's what they're trying to do. Pick up sticks. Find me a 1958 penny. Every single napkin has to have a piece of artwork on it. Get those back to me by dinner time. And what else? 312-233-1019. What your parents did to keep you occupied. Stephanie.
Yeah, there was a few things. They used to time me and my brother and sister to do things like clean the kitchen, clean your room. You know, we'll time you. How long is it going to take? We're going to time you.
That's right. See if you can break the record.
Yeah.
Right.
All for that every time.
Gosh. Every time.
And they don't even count normally.
Single time. Yeah, well, that or they just say to you, ooh, man, you missed it by like 30 seconds.
Yeah, next time.
You know, we're going to try again tomorrow.
Right.
See if we can get that victory. I don't know what to believe. I rarely do when these events happen. Snow's coming. It's supposed to get started later this afternoon, go all night long, all day tomorrow. I had heard 4 to 8, and then I got in here right at 5:30, and Whip opens up with 3 feet of snow expected. I'm like, three feet?
At least three. Minimum.
And Whip's like, I don't know, that's what I saw Skilling said. I'm like, he did? So we decided we better get a hold of our good friend over there at the Big Nine, Paul Conrad, weatherman extraordinaire. Hi, Paul.
Hello. How are you guys?
We decided to call it, it's not really Snowmageddon. It's more of a snow-noyance.
A snow-noyance, I think, is a good way to put it. It's not a huge, massive storm system, but it looks like it'll be the biggest one that we've had up to this point for this season. So it's worth talking about. And it's going to, I think the commute home tonight's going to be a little bit sloppy as well.
It could
be snowing heavily by the time we get to the evening commute.
So, what are the grand totals?
I think we have to be careful here because I think the southern section south of Interstate 80 could pick up less than 3 inches. They could pick up 0.5 inch to 3 inches there. And then between Interstate 80 and, say, Interstate 88, the southern third.
Okay.
I'm going to say maybe 3 to 6 inches there. Oh, and then you get north of Interstate 88, the Eisenhower, north up to the Wisconsin line. 4 to 7, maybe 8 in a handful of locations is the way it's looking right now.
So
it's a significant snow, certainly.
Would you say, Paul, is it significant enough to fall under the umbrella of you can't make it to work tomorrow?
Yes, indeed. I would, in fact, get ready to call in by maybe 4. Upon the first snowflake calling, I'd call in sick and or just say, hey, listen, I'm in a ditch. I'm not going to be able to get out in time for tomorrow. So that's, and if someone needs me to write them a letter, I'm more than glad to do that as well.
Okay. I'm glad you said that.
Because it's going to be windy tomorrow as well. So that's going to be a bad one to be out.
Well, Violetta hadn't even heard there was going to be snowfall. She heard it for the first time this morning. And before we even explained it, she said she can't make it tomorrow.
Right. I mean, you got to plan ahead.
Exactly. I'm being proactive.
Now,
it's not going to be an open-toe sandal day tomorrow at all.
Oh, man. Is this the heavy, I'm definitely having a heart attack or have to have back surgery kind of snow?
Yeah, I think we're hoping.
Okay, so tell my grandma to go out
there. be careful. It could be a heavy snow here this evening. I think tomorrow it'll be a little less heavy. But nonetheless, and maybe that's the play on it also. Just say, I can't come in. I feel like I'm having a heart attack. And start that at maybe 3 o'clock this afternoon.
All right.
So Paul, this warning goes through tomorrow afternoon. So when it's all done, when the last flake falls, what is the highest total you think we're going to have anywhere?
I would tend to think that there would be a handful of locations, especially along the lakefront, that could potentially get 8 to 9 inches of snowfall.
Okay. All right.
And that's as high as that. But we have a little more snow potentially Wednesday that maybe we add on another inch.
Oh, my.
All right. And, you know, you say that's along the lake, and I know Skilling lives along the lake. So then is
he
going to move into a tent over there at Channel 9 somewhere?
Yeah, he will. Well, he has not left his house in months.
Right.
So I don't know if he's going to be getting out at all.
Okay. All right.
He could do the weather from his balcony.
Right.
Yeah, he's known to have done that.
He loves that stuff. What's the over-under on potash making it in tomorrow?
I'm going to say, I don't know where to set it, but I'm going to say he is definitely in.
Okay.
What he likes to do is he likes to save his off days for nicer days.
Good thing.
He's willing, even if he doesn't make it in, he's going to say, I made the attempt, so it counts.
Yeah.
I don't have to burn it as a sick day.
Perfect. Hey, Paul, on another topic, who do you like in the Super Bowl?
Who do I? I'd like to see Tampa Bay win.
You would?
But I don't know if they're going to.
Why would you like that?
Yeah, I'm tired. Well, I'd rather see them than Kansas City win it again.
But Tom Brady would just win it again.
It's fine, but it's Tampa. I lived in Tampa for a few years also.
There you go.
Okay, that's nice. Paul, you think you'll ever move back to the South?
Yeah, I do, actually. I wouldn't be surprised if I did. Wouldn't mind it down there. It was so freaking hot all the time. That was the downside. Give me a good 40-degree day in July, and I'm happy.
You need somewhere between the two, like Tennessee, Kentucky,
somewhere
right kind of in the middle.
I got to figure that part out.
All right, Paul, so 4 to 8 inches is the number we're looking for generally.
Yeah, somewhere in there. Yeah,
always.
3 to 8.
All right, you're the best. Thank you for the help.
All right. Love you guys. Be careful.
You. See you around.
Remember, 10 and 2, bend at the knees.
Gotcha.
Wait, what?
10 and 2 and bend at the knees. That's valuable advice in so many situations. It's awkward. Top 10 embarrassing dating moments in at number 1.
Mm.
Awkward blank. See, it's Monday. Got to start easy. We don't want to stretch ourselves out too much too early. Awkward what, Kristen?
Silence.
Exactly right.
Oh.
The awkward silences.
Yep,
says Whip, as it all comes flooding back, doesn't it?
Yeah, it really does.
Awkward silences, a lot of just looking at each other and then looking around the room, and then somebody grabs their phone to try to act like they're busy. It's the worst. Well done. How was your weekend, Kristen?
Not bad.
Anything good?
Preparing for school.
Ah, are you a teacher?
No, I work in the medical profession, but I'm actually on my way to drop my daughter off. It's cool.
Oh, boy, in-person learning. There we go. All right, I'm going to give you these 10. I want you to feel them and then pick the one that affected you the most.
Okay.
That made you the most uncomfortable. All right? You ready?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Top 10 embarrassing dating moments. Number 1, awkward silence. Number 2, forgetting their name.
Oh, God.
Number 3, mistiming the hug or the kiss.
Oh,
God.
Number 4, falling over. Ooh.
What?
I don't know. That's what it says. That's
what it Head says. Over heels.
Falling over. Number five, spilling down the front of your clothes.
Oh, yeah.
Either your drink or your actual meal.
Ah.
Number six, bumping into an ex. Number seven, along the lines of forgetting their name, calling them the wrong name.
Mm. Oh, burn.
Number eight, telling a joke but it not landing.
Oh, that's you. Okay, that happens.
That's on them.
Number nine, laughing at something they said that wasn't meant to be funny.
Oh.
And number 10, calling them your ex's name. A lot of names. Wrong name, ex's name, forgetting the name. All of them. Which one grabbed you, Whip?
You know, beyond the awkward silences at number one, I think the mistimed hug or kiss. Oh, my okay. God.
All right. Let me mark that down.
Oh, my God.
Violetta, which one caught you?
I like that one, too, because that's always awkward. But the mistimed, like, joke, you know, when people don't laugh, you're like...
Oh, telling a joke, but it not landing?
Yeah.
Okay. Telling a joke, but it not landing. I will go with forgetting their name.
Mm-hmm.
That's so sad.
The reason I bring those three up, did anybody experience any of those three?
Mm.
Can you recall the time you were out that you either mistimed a hug or kiss and kissed their, like, ear when you leaned in? Mistimed the hug or the kiss.
Yeah, I meant to do that.
You told a joke, but it didn't land. You tried to be funny, and they just stared back at you blankly. Or you were on a date and completely forgot their name.
Oh.
No clue what it was. 312-233-1019. We have one of each.
Ooh, wonderful.
Cool.
Isn't that great?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's relive their worst nightmares. Hi, Jamie.
Hi, how are you?
Great. How are you? Which one of those three did you have?
I had a mistimed hug.
Mistimed hug. You went in for one when they weren't ready?
No, so the hug was, he hugged me, and I was like, all right, this hug should be done, so I kind of let go, and he was still hugging, and so I was like, I should probably hug back some more, and as I went back in to hug, he let go, so it looked like I was going in for more of a hug.
Oh!
You became the needy one trying to overcome him being the needy one.
Correct.
Oh, man.
Yuck.
That's uncomfortable to even hear. Hi there, Scott. Which one of those three happened to you?
I made the joke that wasn't funny.
Uh-huh.
I thought it was funny. I made the joke about my career being a complete disaster.
Right.
And she did not laugh.
Right.
And
right.
And there was a very long drive home.
Right. Man, this career, I'm going nowhere. I don't even have any money to pay for this dinner.
Oh. Yeesh.
She just stares back at you. Yeah. All right.
Okay.
Liz, which one of those did you experience?
I forgot his name.
Completely.
Not completely. We had gone out to eat, and then we went out to a bar and had some drinks, and we were just chatting, and I was like, so, do you have a nickname? And he's like, yeah, most people just call me Mike. And I was like, Mike, that's a really strange nickname for Matthew. And he's like, my name's Michael.
Aha! Oh!
Oh, my God!
Aha! Yes.
Oh, no!
Yes. It's a really strange nickname.
You doubled down, yeah.
Yeah. Ooh. Well, why do that once when you can do it multiple times, George?
Yeah, no, I kept calling him the wrong name multiple times.
Oh.
Multiple times it happened.
And then he called me out. He's like, I know who you're calling me. That's not my name.
Did you at least call him the wrong name, the same wrong name multiple times, or did you go through a whole group of names trying to get it?
Oh, no. I was so nervous. I kept calling him the exact same wrong name.
Aha. Well, at least you were consistent.
Consistency, yeah.
Yeah. All right. So the time has come. Violetta has spent her weekend talking to John and his wife, Natalie, who called in and said, listen, Grandma's Meatballs are balls. Grandma's Balls are award-winning. These five-star restaurant would want to serve these. So did you find the recipe to be difficult to put these together?
I did kind of find it difficult because we made the sauce from scratch.
Oh,
this
wow.
is not out of like a jar. This is from cans and tomatoes. And they
it's
actually,
not out of a not jar. Jar. It's from a can.
Much different.
Why did you put it all
we
together?
We don't come out of any stinking jars. We come straight from the can.
You need a can opener for this meal, not just
like
your
real
hands.
Real Italians eat.
So then they also put sausage in the sauce, but not ground sausage, sausage links, which I'm not sure if that was correct or not, but that's what I did.
Okay.
And I hope that they're cooked through. And if this doesn't taste right, we can't blame the recipe.
I understand.
You know, it's my fault.
I understand. All right, so you prepared this last night, Violetta. We have both the recipe and the preparation videos all available, ready to go, correct?
Yes, they're actually already on our Facebook page all and right. Instagram at Eric Morning Mix. And these are big balls, if you didn't notice.
They are. They're like twice as big as some.
Look at these balls.
The recipe said to make 15 balls, but I made 6 balls, so they're very large.
Okay. We're going to try these now. We'll post all this so you can maybe have it for your dinner tonight. John's grandmother's award-winning balls. We'll see if these are five-star worthy. Now, Whip, you're the resident Italian food lover on the show.
Sure, yeah.
So you will be the ultimate decider.
Okay.
I'm going to... Violetta, I think you did a great job. They smell great.
Right? Yeah. I put a lot of garlic in there.
They smell fantastic.
So let me just... I cut in the middle of it.
We're just going to try it, and then we'll evaluate.
Okay, just eat it up from the edge is the point of my story.
That's fine. There we go.
All right, I already took a bite.
Oh, that sauce is so good.
That is a terrific room temperature ball.
It really is.
Kind of cold.
If it were super hot, it would be unbelievably good, but it's really good anyway.
I popped him in the microwave for like 5 minutes.
It's the size
That is definitely frozen.
The meatball is the size of a baseball, by the way. It's huge.
It is.
It really is.
Notice I'm making fun of it, but I'm not stopping eating.
No, it's really good.
Oh, yeah.
So what do you think?
Yeah, Whip, you're the resident Italian food eater. Is it award-winning 5-star?
Award. I would give it every award and every star. I'd give it 6 stars.
Ooh, Mamma 6 stars. Mia.
Give it up for John and his lovely grandmother's balls. Those are really good. Mom upset mother-in-law cut her son's hair without her permission, which does seem to be unreasonable, but it also seems to be like that doesn't really happen. Like, no one's had that really happen. No mother-in-law would overstep and do that. Now look at this. Hi there, Heather.
Yeah, no, that does happen. It definitely happened.
It happened to you?
Yes. My son's first real haircut when it wasn't like that baby hair that was just like the one. They like legitimately put a bowl over his head and just cut his hair.
So you drop your son off at your mother-in-law's house and he came home and she'd done his first haircut?
Yeah.
And a bowl cut at that.
Oh, man. Scale of 1 to 10,
and
how mad were you?
Not even an even one. Oh, my God, I was livid. It was bad.
Yeah. Did she defend it? Did she think she was doing you a favor and just didn't get it? Or was it more like a message?
It was more like she said there's hair in his eyes. I cut his hair.
That's a message.
Wow.
That's a message.
Man, if you're not going to take care of it, I will.
Exactly.
Another first haircut, Deborah?
Yes. Horrible. Horrible.
Right.
And here we are, over 40 years later, and I have...
Still haven't forgiven her.
I'm still angry. Nope.
I'm still mad about it.
It'll fade.
Wow, I had no idea. Pam.
Yes.
Cut your son's hair? Your mother-in-law did?
She did. And I was a hairdresser at the time.
Oh, that's a real message.
Yeah.
Oh, bad.
That's insult to injury.
It was. And her daughter also did hair at the time, too.
What was her reasoning or rationale?
Oh, she just felt like it.
She said,
I said, did you cut his hair? And she said, oh, can you tell?
You could almost hear the disdain in your voice. It's not just haircuts. In-laws take it all sorts of what's the word I'm looking for, Whip?
Heat?
No, taking the, like, liberties.
Oh, there you go.
Maureen?
Hi. So my mother-in-law, after we talked about it and decided against it, decided that my daughter needed Irish dance lessons, signed her up, and was taking her without us knowing.
I love that.
She came home with the Irish dance lesson hair, the hair there.
Right.
It's right there. What's trending on Twitter? Do it each morning at 7, then again at 9:30. Violetta keeps close watch of this. Things are changing. You ready with the top three?
Mm-hmm.
All right, at number 3.
The Shed is trending because they are going to be back open on Wednesday for the first time in over 70 days.
Wow.
That starts off with the members exclusively on the 27th, and then on Saturday it's going to be open to the general public. But the fun twist here also is that they have a new baby dolphin, and CPS students are getting the chance to name the new calf.
I really love it over there.
Yeah.
They do a really nice job at Shed.
It's really nice.
Oh, watching those otters swim around.
It's really cool over there.
Yeah, it really is.
Trending on Twitter, number 2.
GameStop has been showing up on the top of the S&P 500 lately, and everyone online is laughing. They didn't even know it's still open. Well, I guess they are, and they're thriving.
I didn't even know it was still open.
GameStop?
GameStop.
Maybe they're online?
I think they're still open.
Are they? Have you been in one?
I mean... not in the last couple of months, but they seem to be in the same strip mall they were before.
The one that I drove by is gone.
Is it?
Mine too.
Yeah. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I just didn't notice.
And trending on Twitter, number one.
Jamie Lynn Spears trending after saying that her Tesla is a secret cat killer. She released a pretty weird video where she says she won't even say how many cats she's lost, but that her Tesla is too quiet. And then she asks Elon Musk to fix this and that he owes her a couple of cats. It's just weird. The Spear sisters.
I don't even want to know why or how.
I know.
Or
no way.
Just keep it quiet down there in Louisiana.
Thanks for listening to the Eric in the Morning podcast. Remember to rate, review, and subscribe so you don't miss a moment of Eric in the Morning on 101.9 The Mix Chicago.